It's time now for this week's WNCW Friday Feature Interview of the Week. Good morning again, everyone. I'm Paul Foster. This week, we focus on the Great Smoky Mountains Association and all female listeners. Listen up. This feature is especially for you. Our guest representing the Great Smoky Mountains Association is Dana Murphy. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Dana, let me begin by asking you about your role with the Great Smoky Mountains Association.
I work as part of a team for membership and marketing for the association. My primary focus is developing events for members and also engaging non-members with the park by getting people outdoors with educational events and just getting them outside to enjoy our park.
Also, give us some background on the association, where it's headquartered, and its purpose.
We are headquartered in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Actually, within the park boundary, we have online sales, we have several park stores, 5 inside the park boundary, and 2 outside of the park boundary.
And it is a beautiful location. Now I want to get to the main subject, the reason I wanted to talk to you this morning about a women's only backpacking journey. Give us some details.
This program is designed to get ladies out into the backcountry by carrying a backpack, understanding how to hike with a loaded pack for overnight adventures. We want you to experience nature and outdoor recreation with like-minded women, and this is also a non-competitive environment. So you can have many successes, and you can work through some more challenging moments, learn how to load a backpack, how to fit it, and how to be successful in the backcountry.
Now, the national park, of course, while gorgeous, the backcountry there can perhaps be overwhelming at times for anybody. So what do you think this does for a woman who participates?
I think it gives a feeling of empowerment and success. It helps you engage with the outdoors in a quiet environment. And if you want to ask questions, you can feel comfortable to communicate with an expert guide. You can learn the pros and cons of your gear, how you hike, and what your limits are, and then eventually work towards a stronger body, stronger stamina, and an education about the outdoors.
This is the Friday Feature Interview of the Week from WNCW during today's morning edition. Our guest is Dana Murphy, and she is with the Great Smoky Mountains Association as we continue talking about a women's only backpacking journey through the park. Dana, give us an idea about, and I guess I could also put it as take us along the trail of what the 3 days and the dates, by the way, for the next upcoming event is very soon, July 18th through the 20th. What would it be like as far as sights and the adventure?
Oh, this is going to be great. You're going to do 2 nights, 3 days in the backcountry. You will be in the remote portion of the park, with the first day being along a wide trail. You'll be carrying your backpack along a wide trail, going to the campsite and learning how to set up your backpack, use your cooking equipment, use your water filter equipment, and then you'll stay the night out in the backcountry. Then the next day, you'll hike to one of the famous balds of the Smoky Mountains where the blooming azaleas are, native shrub to the Smokies, and you'll always be with an expert guide. She's a naturalist and has a long history of being an expert guide in the Smoky Mountains. Then, once you complete that day hike to the Bald and the Smokies, you'll hike back down, spend another evening out in the backcountry with your equipment. Next morning, you'll cook your breakfast, you'll load your pack, and you'll head back home with a great feeling of success.
And one thing you just mentioned might have made some of our women listeners feel a little bit better when you said that an expert guide is always on the journey and is there. I know that would make me feel better as well. Dana, let's go ahead and also talk about something else that comes to mind. And I know you folks at the association do stress that participants be in, somewhat good physical condition for the backpacking adventure.
We do. We want you to have the best and safest experience possible when you're in the Smokies. So a good physical and good condition is important to have. Hiking in the Smokies is much different than backpacking in the Smokies. Your body carries a backpack differently. So you'll want to be prepared for that challenge, and it's a good challenge. With this hike, it's a moderate elevation incline over a few miles. You're not committed to carrying a heavy pack for several miles up a steep hill. This is just a moderate adventure that can be strenuous at times, but you'll have the encouragement and support of other women that are experiencing the same adventure as you are.
And another thing I think that's important for us to mention this morning as we're talking about this is who is eligible for participation.
This is a ladies-only event at this time. We also offer many co-ed events. You can reach out to us if you're interested, and we can talk you through everything that you want to know.
Does someone actually have to have membership with the association to be a part of this?
They actually, if they were to sign up and if they're interested in joining us for this event, they can connect with me or they can go to smokiesinformation.org. If they sign up for this event, they would automatically become a member for an entire year. And they would also get other invitations to GSMA events.
And I know you just mentioned it, but I'm going to let you do it again just so everybody catches it. If someone does want more information, again, pass along the website and a phone number if you'd like.
Sure. They can reach us at smokiesinformation.org. Or they can call me directly, Dana Murphy, at area code 865-436-7318, and they'll find me at extension 349.
The Women's Only Backpacking Journey in a beautiful location in the Southeast when we talk about the Great Smoky Mountains. From the Great Smoky Mountains Association, our guest on WNCW this morning, Dana Murphy. Dana, thank you.
Thank you so much, Paul. Have a great day.
That's this week's Friday feature from WNCW, also available as a podcast on our website, which is wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.